The Melfort Mustangs have not lost in regulation in their last five contests. Last week the Mustangs won all three of their games. As of Monday, the team had a 23-12 5-2 record and were fifth in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League standings. The Mustangs are 5 points behind the second-place LaRonge Ice Wolves. The last five have been really fun as we've started to get back to how we can play, said James Venn, who combines with Joel Favreau to form a formidable goaltending tandem for the Mustangs. However, with how close the pack is, all we are focused on is pushing for that second place. This week the 60 SJHL players will be competing in the SJHL-MJHL Showcase in Winnipeg. The event runs January 31st Feb. 1 with players getting to compete against MJHL foes in front of scouts from various higher levels of hockey. In the third period on January 24, the Mustangs led 5-2 and held on for a 5-4 win. Captain Ben Tkachuk scored twice for Melfort. Mustangs Clark Huxley, Dawson LaRue, and Zach Summers also lit the lamp. Venn had 33 saves. Riley Ash scored 1:23 into overtime to give the Mustangs a 4-3 victory over host Weyburn on January 27. Weyburn had led 2-1 at the second intermission. Third period goals by Leith Alfasson and LaRue put the Stangs up 3-3, but Jackson Hassman scored in the final 2 minutes of regulation to force overtime. Aiden Wildman scored his second of the season for Melfort in the first period. Venn finished with 27 saves. The Mustangs wrapped up their successful week with a 4-1 romp over the Humboldt Broncos. The host Mustangs got out to a 3-0 first period lead. Venn stopped 37 of the 38 shots he faced. Huxley scored twice and had 3 points on the night. Tkachuk and Summers also scored for Melfort. Battleford's North Stars, 37-3 2-1, the North Stars are rolling again. After a stretch where it lost three of its four games, the team won three straight last week. The North Stars continue to lead the SJHL standings, in front of 1,272 who came out for a weeknight game in North Battleford. The North Stars earned a 9-3 victory over LaRonge. Battleford's led 6-1 after the first period. The North Stars were 3-for-7 on the power play, with LaRonge going 3-for-10. Bradley Blake, Alex Izik and Kian Bell all had 2 goals each for Battleford's. Also scoring for the victors were Tanner Gold, Jake Southgate and Keaton Klein. Battleford's goalie Josh Kotai made 33 saves. After leading 3-1 in the first period on Friday, the North Stars prevailed 4-2 over the host Yorkton Terriers. Bell led the North Stars with 2 goals. Emmett Wurst and Blake also lit the lamp. Kotai stopped 35 shots. The North Stars led 1-0 and 2-1 at the intermissions in Melville on Saturday. They scored 4 times in the third to win 6-2. Holden Dole and Stephen Kesslering each had 2 goals. Klein and Bell had 1 each. Battleford's goaltender Justin Marich made 29 saves. LaRonge Ice Wolves, 27-14 3-1. The Ice Wolves sat second in the SJHL after going 2-1 0-0 last week. On the road, the team fell 9-3 to the North Stars on January 24. On Friday, the Ice Wolves were able to beat the visiting Nipawin Hawks, 3-2, in overtime. Dylan Handel delivered victory with a goal just 49 seconds into overtime. The Hawks had led 2-1 at the intermissions. In the third, Kyle Graham's second of the season sent the game to overtime. LaRonge goalie Topher Kirikou stopped 44 of the 46 shots he faced. On the road on Saturday, the Ice Wolves used a 3-goal second period to beat Nipawin, 6-3. That offensive outburst changed the game from being a 2-2 tie to 5-2 in LaRonge's favor. Scoring for LaRonge were Mason Bukert with a hat trick and Parker Layton, Rylan Silzer, and Jacob Cosette with singles. Kirikou turned away 44 shots. Humboldt Broncos, 2-7-1-2-1-0. The Broncos were third in the SJHL standings after splitting its 2 games last week. In Melville on Friday, the Humboldt team triumphed 6-3. The Broncos led 2-1 and 6-2 at the intermissions. Scoring for Humboldt were Connor Caspery, Xavier Roy, Maddox Amaral, Karsten Kater, Timothy Kim, and Cage Newens. Broncos goalie Jared Picklick had 22 saves. On Saturday, Humboldt fell 4-1 on the road to Melfort. The Broncos are 7-3-0-0 in their last 10. Nipawin Hawks, 2-1-1-8-2-1. After extending their winning streak to 6 games, the Hawks fell twice to the LaRange Ice Wolves. The Hawks used a 3-goal second period at home on January 24 to beat the Yorkton Terriers, 5-2. Braxton Buckberger led Nipawin with 2 goals. Alex Johnson, François-Xavier Bédard and Eric Robbie also had goals for the Hawks. Netminder Jackson Fellner made 26 saves. The Hawks lost 3-2 in overtime on Friday in LaRange and 6-3 in Nipawin on Saturday. Nipawin is 7-2-1-0 in its last 10 outings. Notre Dame Hounds, 1-4-1-9-3-2. The Hounds had bite on Friday when they beat the Kindersley Clippers, 5-1, in Wilcox. This was after a 6-1 Clippers victory on January 25 at the Duncan McNeil Arena. On Friday, the game was scoreless after the first period. The Hounds scored twice in the second session and outscored the Clippers 3-1 in third. Notre Dame was 1-for-3 on the power play, while Kindersley was 0-for-7. Carson Bayless led the Hounds with a hat-trick. Will Dawson and Jacob Lidgey chipped in with goals. Notre Dame goalie Johan Tremblay-Kahou stopped 28 of the 29 shots he faced. Kindersley Clippers, 8-24, 2-5. After a January 25 contest was tied 1-1 just past the halfway point of the first period, the Clippers scored 4 straight goals to hold a 5-1 lead at the second intermission on their way to a 6-2 victory over the host Notre Dame Hounds in Wilcox. Logan Linklater and Tylan Hilbig both lit the lamp twice for the Clippers. Jaden Jessamine and Matthew Matsoki also had goals for the winners. Kindersley goalie Logan Falk stopped 39 shots. On January 25, the host Weyburn Red Wings beat Kindersley, 6-4. On Friday in Wilcox, the Hounds rebounded to win 5-1. In Weyburn on Saturday, the Red Wings won 7-1. Melville Millionaires, the 10th to the 25th of May 10, facing two of the SJHL's top three teams last week, the Millionaires went 0-2. The team fell 6-3 on Friday at home to the Humboldt Broncos. The next night they lost 6-2 in Melville to the Battleford's North Stars.